You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
Living well, living the good life, living la dolce vita, the sweet life. That's what we all want to do, don't we? And so we've got these words of wisdom from Proverbs, and we've been focusing on living the good life, and we've been focusing on our actions and our words in order to live that good life, so that 20, 30, 40 years from now, when we look back on this time, we say, now that was the good life. That was the good life because of our words and our actions. Last week, we talked about having a good moral character. Living a good life is one of the ways we can do that, is developing a good name, having a good reputation. Today, the focus is on following God's wisdom. Embracing wisdom. At the very start of the scripture passage today, Solomon is very clear about the availability of wisdom all around us, isn't he? Wisdom cries out in the street, in the square, she raises her voice. At the busiest corner, she cries out. At the entrance to the city gates, she speaks. Did you notice the feminine language here? The Greek word for wisdom is Sophia. And basically in Proverbs, and in Hebrew word, they're using the word wisdom. And basically it's a feminine form. It's saying, she is all around us. Wisdom is everywhere. She's speaking to us at the gate. She's speaking to us in the streets. She's speaking to us at the byways and highways of life. Wisdom is everywhere. And if you'll just listen to her voice, and if you just identify her and embrace her, your life will go well. That's what this whole scripture passage is all about. In the streets, in the public square, where do you find wisdom? Where can you hear her voice? Where can you see her all around? You know, it starts out in Proverbs chapter 1. The whole purpose of the writing of the book goes like this. The purpose of these written words we find in Proverbs, so that all would know and have insight, so prudence may be given to the simple. In other words, the stupid people that do stupid things, they'll change their ways. Third reason why Proverbs was written in the first place, that even the wise ones, the ones who do listen to Sophia's voice, that they would increase their knowledge and wisdom. And then you see it again in Proverbs chapter 8. All through the beginning chapters of Proverbs, you have this Sophia, wisdom of God, readily available to us. Does not wisdom call, Proverbs 8 says? Does not understanding raise her voice on the heights beside the way, on the paths beside the gate, in front of the town, at the entrance? Again, wisdom is everywhere. It's all around us. So the question this morning, as we're thinking about how can we live the good life, is this. Are you paying attention? Are you embracing the Sophia wisdom that God has all around for us? It's right there in front of you. It's right there behind you. It's beside you. It's in your children's voices. It's in the voice of your spouse. It's here in Scripture. It's here when you come to church at Grace. It's here when you're watching this online. It's here as you're looking at the mountains from whence cometh our help. Wisdom, God's Sophia wisdom, is everywhere. Are you embracing it? Are you looking for it? Are you being taught by it? Sophia, God's wisdom, is all around us, and we can choose to ignore her or we can listen to her voice. There's this wonderful video that's out. I saw a couple of years ago. Maybe you've seen it before. It's called It's Not About the Nail. Look this up. Just go to Google it, go to YouTube, put in It's Not About the Nail, and you can watch it yourself. It's only a 2 or 3 minute video. It's wonderful. It begins with this young woman. who's just complaining about this terrible headache she has and this terrible feeling that she has in her head right here. She's just complaining to her boyfriend, who's trying to listen empathetically. And at the beginning of this clip, you have this just kind of some really, really close-in shots of her. And so you only see part of her cheek, then you see her from behind, and you see her talking her lips, and it's like, I just have this pain, she keeps complaining, and I just can't get rid of it. It's just right here. And then about a minute into this video clip, the camera pulls out, and you see actually what is in her forehead. It's a nail. In her forehead. That's what she's been complaining about this whole time. And at first it shocks you. You're like, wow, oh, I understand, you start to say to yourself while you're watching this video, of why she has this terrible headache, why she complains about it. Every time she puts a sweater on, it snags it. It's funny. And her boyfriend is just like trying to be understanding and listening to her. And at one point he says, honey, do you think maybe it might have something to do with the nail in your forehead? And she gets mad. She's like, no, it's not about the nail. You know, you always do this to me. You're always telling me this and that and this. I just want you to be understanding, and I just want you to be empathetic towards me. Can't you do that? And she's like, okay, I'll try it. So she continues on about, it's just this terrible feeling I have. And then at the end of the clip, the boyfriend is like, oh, I understand. That must be hard. And then she's like, oh, that's what I need from you. Thank you so much. And then they embrace, and then the nail pokes him in his head when they embrace at the end. But I'm telling this story because that's, to me, kind of the kernel of what this wisdom literature is all about. That's what we hear from Jesus when he says, oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, if only you would listen to my voice. That's what Isaiah talks about. That's what the Psalms talk about all over Scripture. Isaiah 48, Psalm 81, Psalm 95. At the end of Matthew, Jesus is saying, oh, Jerusalem. And the message is this: if only you would listen to his voice today. If only my people would listen to me. If only you had listened to my commands, then blessings would have flowed for you like a stream that never goes dry. Victory would have come to you like a flower. Oh, Jerusalem, if only I could gather you together like a mother hen broods over her chicks. If only you would listen to me. That's what this whole scripture passage is about. Wisdom is all around us. God's Sophia wisdom is everywhere, in the grass that is growing without crabgrass, out in the garden, when we look at the skies and we look at the mountains from whence cometh our help, when we're talking to our children, when we're hearing a good lesson from a teacher. Wisdom is everywhere. God has provided for us all this amazing wisdom. Are we listening to Sophia's voice in our lives? If we're listening and if we're embracing wisdom, we can have a good life. Or we cannot accept that wisdom, not be looking for it. We can demand that the people in our lives just give us comfort, just empathize with us in our misery. Sophia, God's wisdom is all around us. Are we willing to embrace God's wisdom, or are we going to ignore it? That's up to you to decide, isn't it? My hope, my prayer, is that you would discover each and every day. You would open your eyes, you would open your ears to see and hear and act on God's Sophia wisdom. May it be so.